Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
We need to make sure that the structures of our democracy, even with all their weaknesses and flaws, be protected and then built upon.
With some elections still in doubt, there are lawsuits in the courts and protesters in the streets, most Biden supporters in favor of counting every vote no matter what, and some Trump supporters going in either direction, depending on what might help the president. Leslie Kagan is a New York City organizer with the Protect the Results Coalition.
One foundational piece of that is that everybody who is eligible to vote should vote, of course, and then every vote must be counted.
The electoral vote count is close, but former Vice President Joe Biden is decidedly ahead in the popular vote. More Americans have voted for a Democratic president in 7 of the last 8 elections. The nation is watching close counts in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, and Nevada. Former Vice President Joe Biden made a point to reassure voters that the extra time taken means the process is working.
Democracy is sometimes messy. It sometimes requires a little patience as well.
President Donald Trump, on the other hand, tried to claim victory again.
If you count the legal votes, I easily win.
Trump took to Twitter to threaten more legal action without basis for what he calls voter and state election fraud, but only in the, quote, recent Biden-claimed states. Twitter flagged that tweet, along with almost 40% of Trump's tweets since Wednesday morning, for containing possibly misleading information about the electoral process. The Trump campaign has lost a couple of those lawsuits already. Yesterday, a Michigan judge rejected the request to halt the count there. And in Georgia, a judge dismissed a lawsuit alleging that officials in Chatham County mishandled ballots, citing lack of evidence. Gabriel Sterling is with the Georgia Secretary of State's office.
The outcome will be whatever the voters of Georgia have chosen. And yes, it's a tight race. So be patient. The outcome will be certified. We will have an audit, so we will all know that the outcome is correct.
In Nevada, though, the Trump campaign announced a new federal lawsuit alleging Clark County, home to Las Vegas, is counting, quote, illegal votes after the state Supreme Court declined to stop the count. Joe Gloria is registrar of voters there.
My response is that we are not aware of any improper ballots that are being processed.
Nevada accepts ballots postmarked by Election Day as long as they're received by the following week. With 6 electoral votes, it's one of the last states yet to be called.
Our goal here in Clark County is not to count fast. We want to make sure that we're being accurate. The results in the state of Nevada obviously are going to be very important to the entire country, and that is our number one goal.
And 20 Republican former U.S. attorneys called Trump's claims, quote, premature, baseless, and reckless yesterday, rebuking his attempts to delegitimize results that aren't in his favor. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service and produced for television by Free Speech TV, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening.